Then right now, integrate into your physical body. Integrate and interact with your physical body. So spread your fingers apart from one another so that the webbing in between all 10 of your fingers gets a stretch. In a way, maybe even something can get unstuck in your hands. Down dog. And there might be, like right now, a default way that you've gone back to in the physical foundation of the pose. And then recommit now to interacting with the physical foundation. Spread your fingers. Lift the 10 toes, spread the 10 toes, and turn your inner ankles to the back of the room. I had a student tell me the other day, she's like, "I'm so glad that I practiced in front of you. I was just watching your hands the whole time. They look like beautiful starfish." And my first reaction was like, "Psh, no, stop." And I noticed is like, that's my actual default reaction to any compliment that I get. So I want you to get curious as to where and when your defaults come into play in class and choose something different. Disrupt the drift. Try a new way. Feet to hands, ragdoll. And we start to really, as a community, exercise a different way, start to work different muscles out of drift, out of default, then we can go beyond the usual. Let go of your bind. Press the mounds of your big toes together. Stand up and take a big full breath in. Bring your hands at your heart. Together, three ohms. Extended mountain, full breath in through your nose. Forward fold, full breath out through your nose. Halfway lift, push your heels down into the mat. High plank. Starfish hands, breathe in. Chaturanga Dandasana, breathe all your air out. Up dog, press your shoulders back towards the door. Downward facing dog. The best assist Jocelyn has ever given me is straighten my towel. And she gives a lot of amazing assists. That is how type A I am, friends. Working past and out of that drift and that default for myself. Now, what are you working on right here? The physical foundation of the pose. Where can you get present? Take a big full breath in through your nose. Breathe out through your nose, so keep the heat in. Walk or jump up to your hands. Halfway lift, breathe in through your nose. Forward fold, breathe out through your nose. Extended mountain, big full breath. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Press the center of both of your heels down to the mat. And then expand your chest towards your legs. Yeah, better, Owen. Breathe in. Get empty. Beat the hands. Halfway lift. Lengthen your chest forward. Bow. Rise. And press your heels down to rise. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Yeah, you owe it to yourself in this moment to look to see what can possible, what can get created if you go beyond your usual. Look forward. Feet to hands. Halfway lift. Bow. Root down, rise. Go up higher than before. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. In through your nose. Out through your nose. Feet to hands. Halfway lift. Fold. One more A. Rise. Bow. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. When you look to the form, to the shape of the pose with what can be different, like what you can experience outside of your usual, it has real life connections outside. Like not in a yoga pose, in a conversation, in the questions you ask. Get empty. Feet to hands. Halfway lift. Bow. Chair, one breath, so sink low, low, low. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right foot steps, warrior one. Now keep your pelvis low. You're only going to be here, breath in, reach up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left foot steps, warrior one. Same thing, create from the foundation. Up, chaturanga, so much better. Up dog, down dog. Two breaths. You steady your gaze in this pose, that's the reset. Feet to hands. Halfway lift, bow, chair, again, sink, start low, fold, half, chaturanga, Up dog. Down dog. Right foot steps, warrior one. Keep your pelvis low. What's possible from there? Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left foot steps, warrior one. Chaturanga. Be in the moment. Pull your jawbone in towards your neck when you lower. Up dog. Same thing. Pull your jawbone into your neck. Down dog. Breathe in. Empty. Feet to hands. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair. Start low. Fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right foot warrior one. And not like low expectations, but low pelvis. Chaturanga. Get clear on that. Up dog. Down dog. Left foot steps warrior one. Squeeze both of your butt cheeks. Chaturanga. That makes a difference. See if you can make that happen. Up dog. Down dog. Right foot warrior one. Same thing. Squeeze your butt cheeks. Chaturanga. Tone the back body. Up dog. Down dog. Left foot warrior one. Squeeze. Lift up and back. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right leg flip dog. Now what's possible if you go beyond your usual flip dog, you go to wheel. Yes, Rebecca. Yeah, and then again, is pull your jawbone in towards your neck so you can drop your head. Still is like do it with control. Yeah, Indira. Side plank, right hand to the mat. Dana says, lift your left leg. And then Heather, pull your toes up towards your face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stay, interact from this moment. Take another breath in. High plank. Pick your right foot up, breathe in. Pull your knee to your chest. So keep your hips at a plank. Send your right foot back, inhale. Touch your right arm, exhale. Inhale it back. Left arm, press the bone of your index finger into the mat. Send it back, breathe in. To your chest. Look at your hands, inhale. Step forward to a lunge. Now reach your hands up, but keep your pelvis low. Lift the front of your pelvis up towards your face, descend your tailbone to the mat. Twist to the right. And what starts to happen when we exercise different muscles is we get stronger in different areas. We as teachers, we've been doing like that boat twisty thing. And you guys have come in and saying you're sore from it a little bit. Yeah, it's just like different muscles that you're working, which is awesome. Yeah, what's something different you can work on here? Like beyond your usual. I see you, Julie. Warrior two, look at your right hand. Like beyond your usual, steady your gaze. And you'll figure out the rest of the pose. Then pull your deltoids in towards your spine. Knit your front ribs into center. Yeah, so it's like this weird, like, pelvis Urkel thing. Okay, reverse your warrior, reach away from the ground. Extended side angle. And Now pull the center of your heels in towards the midline of your body, so then more in towards the center of your mat. So there's a pulling in to lift your right hand up now. Now right hand up. Okay, breathe out. You got this. Another breath in. Breathe out. Choose to stay or not, but be okay with your choice. Inhale. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right, left leg flip dog. Rebecca, bring your feet in a little closer together. Yes. Go beyond your usual. What's it like on this side to do that? See you, Kim. Look for that front baseboard, girl. Yes. Left hand, side plank. And if your usual is to put your attention on one body part, what would it feel like if you now experience your right hand in the pose? Now your right hand lifting you up. Now your right leg lifting you up. Got it, Jesse. High plank. Lift your left foot up. Knee to chest. Spread your toes. Send your leg back. Breathe in. Left arm. Now, where can you touch on your arm? Notice it. Send your leg back. Right arm. Get present to where you can touch your right arm. Inhale it back to your chest. Now shift your gaze forward. Lunge. Sink low in your pelvis, crescent lunge, reach up. Revolving crescent lunge. Revolve, evolve. And get concerned about how you can go beyond your usual. And here I'll give you a little pro tip is your spine prefers to twist at an angle, like an incline almost. So press your, yeah, just like that, Julian. Press your right elbow into your leg, lift your chest up and twist. Yes, Mike. You could also hear it like you sink your pelvis down lower. Warrior two. Steady your gaze even before the rest of the pose gets steady. Now your body will follow that. Reverse warrior. Reach away from the ground. Extended side angle. Lift the inner arches of both of your feet up to the ceiling. So the physical foundation of the pose, you press down, pull into center line, lift your left arm up. 5, 4, knit your front ribs into center, 3, 2, try something new in the creation of the pose, 1, Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Again, fill up. Get empty. Feet to hands. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Utkatasana, press the four corners of your feet into the mat. Prayer twist over to the right. The same thing with your spine. So Jesse, right? Marianne, ah, yes, Jesse, sink your butt down low or your chest up higher. Yes, like that kind of angle. Good. And then the real Jesse, too, sink your butt down lower. I knew there was a Jesse in here. Lift your chest up higher. Yeah, Paul, Jesse, good. Twist further. Now you created space. We all kind of created space with a little bit of lightness. You feel how it got lighter in here. Utkatasana. Twist to the left. And we didn't do that long first chair hold, so we got to make up for it. You knew it. I know. Predictable, unpredictable. Yeah, and then from right now, lengthen your chest up. Better, expand your chest. Mm-hmm. Utkatasana chair. Stay in the fire with a little bit of lightness, or a lot of lightness, Mike. Yes. And what you want to get at is like everything that you've done up until now has got you here, which is amazing. And if you go just even beyond what the usual is, beyond like getting out of the fire, what's possible? Stay in the conversation. Ask a different question. Now let it manifest in your physical body. Stay in the fire, vitality. Oh, yes, you can. You begin again as many times as you need. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Crow. If you put your feet down, what happens? What stops you from going again? Mm-hmm. Feet to the ground. Peace fingers to your big toes. Turn your inner ankles to the back of the room. Put your drishti on a specific spot right now. Palms to toes, forward fold. You know, look at the spot and press your thoracic spine to your chest. So your thoracic spine is your mid spine. Put your hands on your hips. Stand up. Right leg on top, eagle. Mm-hmm. And the balance will actually come in the pose when you stop forcing it. Change legs on top. The balance, the equanimity in your life is going to come when you stop forcing it and you meet life as it's happening. Your relationships will be transformed when you meet people where they're at. You find equanimity in all areas. Right leg on top, eagle. Airplane. Press your standing heel into the mat. Lift your chest up. Better, Katie. Half moon. And press your left hand down into the block. Lift your chest up. There you go. Use that prop. Your teacher Baron says advanced yogis use props. Yeah, I needed to hear that. Like, to advance your life, lean into support. Forward fold. Eagle, left leg on top. Gaze on a spot. Breath in and out of your nose. Airplane. There's actually really no advanced pose. There's no advanced yoga poses. I know it may seem like it. Some of them are just fancier than others. But really what advances the pose, what makes it advanced, is the mindset that you bring to it. Or maybe even the mindset that you don't bring to it. Boom! Put that in your yogi pipe and smoke it. Half moon. And just a little beyond your usual, what's possible? Beyond your usual of concern for looking good, maybe beyond your usual of getting the perfect version of the pose. Forward fold. Dancer, grab your right foot. Change sides. Right foot to your leg, tree. anything that needs to go up, lift it up. Way of being, your attitude, your energy. You are in creation of that. Like, really create it, not out of reaction. Change sides. The most profound impact that Baptiste Yoga has had on my life was stepping into fully realizing that I'm at creation of what I want to have happen, not out of reaction of things that are occurring around me. And that still doesn't mean that the slow person at the Trader Joe's doesn't drive me nuts or get under my skin. Yeah, but I don't need to create that person as wrong or myself wrong. Tadasana, stand at the top of your mat, shoulders back to the door. Lift the front of your pelvis up to your face, descend your tailbone. Yeah, standing here, expand your chest. How do you want to create yourself? Extended mountain, forward fold, halfway lift, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, step your right foot to the top of your mat, triangle. Now you've just like stood in how you want to create yourself, now get grounded in it. So from the mat, press down into your feet. Lift your chest up. That's great, Paul. Stand up. Side facing wide leg forward fold. Each pose is an opportunity to get regrounded. Tripodders, come back down. Stand up. Front facing namaste fold with reverse namaste bind. What is the reverse namaste? So this is namaste in the front. The reverse is just in the back. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's just getting more oxygen, right, Abby? Yeah, not bored. Okay. Yeah, and then see what you can with your hands. Now you created that purposeful bind. Just like that, Rebecca, where can you create more? Like beyond your usual. Twisting triangle. And sometimes the usual way works. The usual way I start my day is to make my bed, and that works. I will not change that. And though sometimes, like a lot of the times, my usual cleaning up, picking up around the house that I'm not going to be in the whole rest of the day, that doesn't work. Take another breath in. Breathe out. I'm going to fill up. Chaturanga. So vinyasa to the other side. Up, down. Left foot steps. Triangle. Turn
toes. Yeah, exactly. So what your knee likes is to be in the same direction as the, as your feet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, and you can do it. You can get into it any way you want.
Side facing wide leg fold. Take an easier bind at your back. Easy bind. And drop your bind. Front facing wide leg forward fold, reverse namaste bind. So I've got this neighbor, it's two doors down from me, and they just doing this weird thing with their trash. They're leaving their trash in their garage. And I cannot figure it out. And that's like I realized that what I usually do is try to figure things out, like situations. Do you like ever do that? Like you drive past somebody in your car and you're like, huh, I wonder what they're doing. I wonder where they're going. And I noticed that I've been doing that a lot with this said neighbor. And like my usual way is to try to figure out, like, do they not know? Twisting triangle. Do they not have garbage cans? And I look in their garage. Oh, yeah, they do. My next, like, train of thought is to go down this big tunnel of, like, oh, my God, we're going to get rats. They're going to be a skunk. Like, all these things. Or I could go home tonight and just look at and see the trash in their garage and think, huh, that's interesting. Which really, like, what I see possible is a different connection with my neighbor. Like, a not need to figure something or somebody out. High plank. What would happen if you go beyond your usual? Lower down to your belly. And beyond your usual locus, lift your chest and your legs up. Lower down. Think beyond your usual, take a bind. Locus with a bind, lift up. Pull your jawbone in towards your neck. Lift your inner ankles up to the ceiling. Lower down. Floor bow, beyond your usual, what's possible. Now maybe your usual is to push through. Maybe you try easier. Lower down. You know, maybe your usual is to take yourself out. So you stay. Floor bow. Maybe your usual is to not ask for support. Lower down. Up dog, down dog, camel. Heroes pose. Sit on your heels. On your heels or in between your heels. Camel. Down dog. Bridge. Lower down. Wheel. Three more back bends today. Today in this class. What you do at home is your business. Lower down. That was one. Wheel. Number two. Press the bones of your index fingers down into the mat. Beyond your usual, what's possible. Lower down, two, wheel three, lower down, happy baby. Happy baby is a nice pose to hang out in. And those, I want you to get a little bit more out of it today. So pull your upper arm bones back and in towards your body. Yeah, like that, Mike. So you naturally kind of deepen, you pull your knees in closer to your chest. Okay, feet to the ceiling. Interlace your hands behind your head. Left leg at a hover. Lift your shoulders off the mat. Now pulse, five, straight up towards your right big toe, four, three. Now pulse from your core, not your neck, two. Better, one, switch, five. So that was the count, but I actually added more. Do you notice how yoga teachers never count how you want to? Three, two. One, switch, four, three, two, one, switch, four, three, two, one, switch, three, two, one, switch, three, two, one, switch, two, one, two, one, boat. You guys want to experience what got Owen so sore? No, but he really means yes. Interlace your hands behind your head. Pull your pinky toes up towards your face. So get active in your feet. Twist your right elbow to your left knee. So you twist over to this brick wall and then come back to center. Twist to the sun wall. Back to center. Twist. 10, 9, 8. Try something beyond your usual in your face. 7, 6, move from your core, not just your neck. 5, 4, pull the pit of your belly in towards your spine. 3, 2, 1, knees to chest. Awesome. Couple rock and rolls. Through chaturanga, hang out at an up dog for two or three breaths. Meet me in down dog. That's going to be my reality TV show. Meet me in down dog.
That's awesome.
Right shin in front, half pigeon. It's like, this is like the one area I feel like they haven't made a reality TV show, the inner workings of a yoga studio.
Not enough drama.
Well, you'd be surprised. not here.
Would you want it to be like a can they make it, or would you want it to be like a makeover?
Oh, it would be like a makeover, like a studio takeover. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll tell you a dirty secret about me. Do you want to know? Okay. You have to promise you're not going to judge me, though. Okay. I really like the Real Housewives. Yeah, I know. I know. I watch it on Bravo. Specifically only Beverly Hills, though. Like the Beverly Hills one in New York City. I know. I feel like you're judging me a little. No, I really don't, Dana. I really don't. I think it's because I don't have drama in my life. Like, I've really been very specific about eliminating it out of my life. People who have in my past brought drama and who I've responded to with drama, that now I get to like watch it on TV. Thank you. Left side, half pigeon. I'd rather watch an hour of that than like take down a full bottle of wine. Now, don't get me wrong, there are those days that I may do that as well. Not a full bottle, God. I wouldn't be able to move. Who I would get lucky? Somebody. I don't know. Oh. Tequila does that for me. And then now beyond your usual of going into like maybe thinking about things, as I want you to begin again in your physical body. So interact with the top of your right foot. Press that down into the mat. Press your left shin down into the mat. Double pigeon. Change shins that are on top. Shins, legs. Seated forward fold. Fish. Your head on the mat. Inversion, something with your legs up, so shoulder stand or waterfall. And Rebecca, bring your legs more towards the windows, hon. Yeah. Even more. Plow. Deaf man's pose. Supine twist. Change sides. Supta Baddha Konasana. Shavasana. Roll to the right side. Press to a tall seat. Hands at Anjali Mudra, your eyes closed, please. Together, three ohms. Thumb tips to your forehead center, lift your chin up, and acknowledge yourself for one specific thing today. And together we bow and say, Namaste. Great job. Give yourselves a hand. Yeah. Two big, not announcements, invitations for you, like really to go beyond your usual. If your usual is maybe analytical thinking mind, I invite you to come to our chakra balancing workshop. It is Friday, March the 6th. It'll be from 7:30 to 9:30, and it's a fantastic evening to learn about the energy centers in our body and how they may be affecting things that are or are not happening in your life. So you'll learn about it, we'll meditate, we'll use some different oils, some crystals. If you're already like, I'm a no, see me at the desk and I'll sign you up. If your normal way of thinking and doing is to go, 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 I invite you to our Rest and Restore workshop. That is Sunday, March the 22nd. It will be an incredible evening. That is my promise to you. We will have a lovely meditation. We will use all sorts of calming essential oils. You'll be led through a restorative yoga class. And finally, we'll have a nice yoga nidra, like leading into a guided sleep. Like literally, the description says, bring your own pillow. Okay? Yeah. Neither one of those workshops are heated. Right. The second one's Sunday, 5:30.
5:30, 2 hours.
Yes. Both are 2 hours. Chakras on a Friday, 7:30. Rest and Restores on a Sunday, 5:30. No, two different weekends. Yes. Yoga on the Wharf on Sunday. Yes. Thank you, Kim. All right.